Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say and tell the Lord yes. Yes. See yes. 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 Say I'll obey Jesus. Yes. I won't stray, yes. Jesus. But this time I'm made. yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there is more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will, to do my.
Today. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. You have tuned into I Am Royalty Radio Show. Yes, I Am Royalty Radio Show. I'm your host, Associated Pastor Tashana Wiley. Hallelujah. And I want to let you know on today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to say God bless you, kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places on today. I want to let you know that on today is called Turn It Around, Open Up the Windows of Heaven, Pour Out a Blessing Overflow Thursday. Just in case you ain't heard me, I'm going to say it again. Today is Turn It Around, Open Up the Windows of Heaven, Pour Out a Blessings Overflow Thursday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord again, everybody. I'm telling you, I am hyped up on today about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because today, hallelujah, is going to be a new show for you on today. Sisters, turn around and open up the windows of heaven and pour the blessings overflow Thursday. Today, I got a few announcements, and I want to say to you the scripture that the Lord gave me on today, but then I'm going to introduce my special guest after that. But I want to see how many of you out there is in the switchboard on the phone lines. How many out there is listening through your computers and Skype and MP3 players and iPods and in the chat room so they can guess who my special guest is on today? But on today, my special guest is, I want you to catch this in your spirits. Today, my special guest is the most powerful, the most mightiest, the most dynamic man that ever walked the earth, the most greatest man that ever lived on the planet. And if any of y'all can't catch this, he's the love of my soul. Yes. If you can't guess who he is, I'll let you know in a few seconds. Hallelujah. But I just want to just do a few announcements on today. I want to let you all know that on February 5th, 2011, we'll be having a Valentine Bazaar, hallelujah, at 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. And I want you to know, if you're in the area or you just want to come down for some good old Holy Ghost time, come on down to the Valentine Bazaar, hallelujah, Saturday, February 5th, 2011, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance. Hallelujah, one of the greatest churches in the world. Hallelujah, where the founder is Apostle Michael V. Robinson. Hallelujah, 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022, where there'll be all kinds of crafts, baked goods, floral arrangements, Mary Kay, handmade handkerchiefs, and books, and all types of clothing, handmade jewelry. Door prizes every hour, sponsored by Soul Purpose. Hallelujah. So if you're in the area, come on out and enjoy some Holy Ghost fun. Hallelujah. I also have another announcement, advertisement for a business. If you're in the Benton Harbor, St. Joe, Banner Springs area, or just want to get some good quality hair, come on out to Millie's Boutique at 219 East Main Street, Benton Harbor, Michigan. And also, she has 50% off sale on anything that you want. And also, if you stay out of town and you're looking for lace front wigs or full lace wigs or any type of wigs or braiding hair, whatever, you can call her at 269-925-9447, 269-925-9447, at Millie's Boutique, 219 East Main Street, Benton Harbor, Michigan. And also, she has a shipping plan. So give her a call. I'm telling you, I know this woman myself, and I'm telling you, she has the best quality hair in the city. Hallelujah. Next, I have another announcement, advertisement for Patricia's Unlimited Tax Service. Yes, Patricia's Unlimited Tax Service. If you just want your taxes done, you need e-filing, business, disability, Social Security, whatever it may need to be, you can call Sister Patricia at 269-925-0532. 269-925-0532 or 269-759-3499. And also, you can look her up on imaruby.ning.com/events/Patricia Unlimited Services. Hallelujah. So she's also a member of IMA Ruby, and she's been on I Am Royalty Show a whole bunch of times. Hallelujah. So I just want to let you know that these are some businesses that's flowing and events that's coming up that God is putting his hands in. These are powerful women of God that is running their business, doing different events. And come on out and just fellowship with us. Come on out and just, you know, just get your taxes done so you can get it done somewhere where you can hear the word of the Lord. And come on out and get you some hair and get you some wigs and get you some accessories for your hair at Millie's Boutique. Hallelujah. God bless you all on today. I'm telling you, I am excited about what Jesus is doing. I am just so grateful on today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I am so grateful on today. It's like I woke up this morning with expectancy, expecting God to perform a miracle, expecting God to do miracle signs and wonders, expecting God to just do the overflow in my life and others' life on today. I told God, I don't know what you're going to do on today, but whatever it is that you're doing, I want to be in position to do what you have called me to do, whatever you got written in the books of life, but to shine on today, God. Allow me to be at that place, at that point in time, for me to hear and do what you have called me to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless our God on today. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord on tonight. I mean, on today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, oh, God, there's just joy bubbling up in my spirit on today. I'm telling you, unspeakable joy, joy that I couldn't get nowhere else but in God. I'm saying this morning when my kids went to school, I had such a wonderful, dynamic prayer time with the Lord. I'm telling you, it was just me and God. It was like it was an intimate, personal conversation between two friends on today. He began to let me know a whole bunch of things about me, and he began to just put his arms around me. It's like I felt God's arms around me. Like that song said, Father, wrap me in your arms and swaddle me. It's like on this morning, I felt him swaddling me on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, if you want that from God, if you just want that from God, all you got to do is call on his name, and I promise you he'll be there. He'll be there for you whenever you need him, whenever you desire to be there. He will be there for you at all times. Hey, God. No. I'm telling you, whenever you think you ain't got nobody, whenever you ain't got no father, whenever you ain't got no mother, whenever you ain't got no sisters and brothers, you call on the name of the Lord our God, and he will be there for you on today. Because some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we were going to trust in the name of the Lord our God on today. Hallelujah. Oh, bless our God. He is worthy to be praised. Hey, I am royalty. Oh, he is worthy to be praised. I am royalty on today. He is so worthy. I just want you to hold your hands up wherever you are and tell him thank you. And if you are at work or somewhere, just tell him thank you, Lord. Oh, God, how much I love you. How much I adore you on today. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, worship him right now. I'm telling you, sometimes we complain. Sometimes we think that it's so bad. But I promise you, sure the Lord lives. It's somebody out there that's got it worse than you. So whatever you in, I'm like Apostle Paul on today. I'm going to be content in whatever situation I'm in and bless his name. Why? Because you got the life, health, and strength. Why? Because he healed in you now. Why? Because you got the activities of your limbs, and as long as you got breath, you can praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God, you can praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Oh, Jesus. Ooh, I'm telling you, I just begin to just be in a grateful mode on today. I begin to thank God for everything. I begin to thank God for my enemies. I said, Lord, even just because they're alive on today, God bless them. I begin to thank God for everything and my family members and my friends. And I always pray for my church family because they is like my blood family. And I told God to pour an increase up in that place. I told God to do an overflow up in that place. I told God to just take, since the day, turn the windows around, over the windows of heaven. I told God to turn it around and open the windows of heaven in my church family on today. I told God that every need that need to be met, everything that they desire, God, do it on today. Send a mighty rushing wind from the east, west, north, and the south. And guess what? I am royalty, family. I speak it over your life as well on today, that the Lord would open up the windows of heaven and pour the blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. I ask God on today to pour financial blessings in your life. I ask God on today to heal you on today. I ask God to deliver you on today. I ask God to give you a breakthrough on today. And whatever you need, whatever you desire on today, I ask God, I lay the petitions up to God on today for the behalf of your life. So on today, by 12 a.m., you can expect God to do something in your life. Hey, God. Everybody in the sound of my voice, you can expect God to do something today for your life. Whatever that need is, whatever that desire is, you can expect him to do it for your life on this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love when David, when he began to go through Goliath, he told Goliath these exact words, and it just dropped in my spirit when I said this day. He said, this day the Lord God will give you into my hands. And that day the Lord God gave him into his hands. I promise you, when you say this day is done, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, course, this day, God is going to give you your daily bread. This day, God is going to bless you. This day, God is going to perform a miracle in your life. This day, God got your back. This day, you ain't got to cry and worry about another day. Because this day, God is going to answer that prayer. Hey, You was healed. This day you were delivered. This day you were set free. This day you can walk in the car. This day you can hold your head up high. This day you can let go of all the stress, worries, doubt, and unbelief. This day you can give the bills to God. This day you ain't got to worry about it because you're going to eat today, baby. This day you're going to get wherever you need to go because heaven got your back and the earth is the Lord and the fullness of thereof. And you are walking in the government of cream. And just in case you don't know what the government of cream is, Christ rules everything around me. Come on, somebody. Hey, God. He did it. Hey, God. Oh, Jesus. I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. You ain't seen nothing yet. Walk in your excellence. Look up to the hill where cometh all of your help. Your help come from the Lord that made the heaven and earth. He never sleeps or slumber. The one that watches over Israel never sleep. The sun cannot hurt you by day, nor the moon at night. But the Lord preserve your life this day, and he will watch over you both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. And just in case that ain't good enough for you, he's your Jehovah Rohi. And just for y'all to know what Jehovah Rohi means, Psalms 23:1, he's the Lord your shepherd, you shall not want. And just in case that ain't good enough for you, he's your Jehovah Jireh. And just for y'all to know what Jehovah Jireh means, the Lord will provide. Genesis 22:14-15. Why? Because there's a ram always in the bush. Hallelujah. Hey, God, he did it all. Say, I'm telling you, come on, somebody, and bless him. Bless the name of the Lord our God on today. Bless him because he's worthy. Oh, let him know you appreciate him on today. Let him know you love him on today. Let him know that you need him so much on today. Hallelujah. I want to give you all the scripture that the Lord has given me, and then I'm going to introduce my special guest on today. But I want to give you what God has given me. If any of y'all have your Bibles, or you can write this down, I'm coming out of Mark 7, verse 31 and 35, and I love this on today. And when the Lord gave it to me, I was like, yes, this is what they need, because I need it too, Lord. And anyway, I'm just excited, and it's like fire shut up in my bones about this. This is wonderful. And the word of the Lord says, then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre, and then went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and hardly could talk. Come on, somebody, just get this in your spirit. And they begged him to place his hand on him. And after he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven, and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be open. At this, the man's ears were open. His tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. And the word of the Lord says, amen. May God have a blessing to the readers and the hearers and doers of our words for the edification of our souls. And I just want you to know, I want you to remember the verse 34. The Lord looked up to heaven, took a deep breath in, and said, Ephphatha, which means to be open. Come on, somebody. I'm saying on today, everybody that's out there is listening to the sound of my voice, I speak Ephphatha over your life. Everything in your life will be open. Every door that's closed will open. I speak Ephphatha over your mind. I speak Ephphatha over your mouth. I speak Ephphatha over your eyes. I speak Ephphatha over your ears. I speak Ephphatha over everything in your life right now to be open in the name of Jesus. I speak Ephphatha over your money. I speak Ephphatha over your business. I speak Ephphatha over everything in your life. In the name of Jesus, everything be open. Be open. Be open. Be open in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about doors that the devil trying to make you think will never be open. I speak Ephphatha over that door right now in the name of Jesus. All of y'all out there right now that listen to me and your mouth is always closed, you ain't never said the Lord tell you the same. You don't even know that I'm going to speak stuff into existence. I speak Ephphatha. Be open over your mouth right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in this season of your life, all you got to do is open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and speak to the atmosphere what you want God to do. Speak to the four winds what you want God to do. Speak to the heavenlies. Speak to the earth. Speak to the mountains. Speak to the fishes. Speak to the cabinets. Speak to the banks. Speak to the businesses. Speak the name of Jesus. I want you to meditate on Mark 7, verse 31 and 35 on tonight. That's to touch somebody's spirit on today. That everything will be open in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about click. Our doors be open in the name of Jesus. Everything that the devil can make you think you'll never get. You've been waiting for a year. You've been waiting for months. You've been waiting for 2, 3, even 10 years. I speak in fact. Be open in the name of Jesus over your life. Hey, God. Hey, Rebos. Hey, in fact, over your life. I want you to touch your mind right now. Lay hands on your own self and say, in fact, in the name of Jesus, be open. Hey, God. I want you to touch your person. I want to see who else out there got some crazy faith. Who got some right now faith? Touch your person and say, in fact, be open in the name of Jesus. I want to know who else that got their business plans. I got their hopes, goals, and dreams wrote down. I want you to touch that thing. And say, hey, doctor, be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, almost. If you're sick in your body and you want to be healed and you want that door to open and heal, touch yourself and say, hey, doctor, be healed. Be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Hey, God. Everything in your life, be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, if you want your new house, you begin to write down the address you want, the city you want, the street, put your hands on it and say, hey, Father, be open in the name of Jesus. Doors into that new place is going to open up. Whatever vehicle you want, if you put your hand on it and you say, hey, Father, be open in the name of Jesus, and the door is going to open for that. Whatever you need, whatever you desire, whatever you want in your life on today, I want you to say, be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, that's why today is called Turn It Around. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessed overflow Thursday, because the Lord is opening up the heavens for you on today. So you better not have your mouth closed on today. Don't you be like the man that's mute. But when the Lord touch you on today, you open up your mouth and say, hey, Father, be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, Rokosa. I'm telling you, be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, I feel that in my spirit on today. I feel that in my soul on today. Be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Woo, Jesus, my. Be open in the name of Jesus. Yes, the devil trying to make you think that it'll never happen, but on today, be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, somebody should feel that thing out there on today. Somebody should feel that. I know you've been praying to God for a lot of things. You've been faithfully praying. You've been fasting. You've been laying on your face. But I'm here to tell you on today, you ain't got to worry no more, because all you got to say is, in fact, be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. But also, when you say it, I want you to be like Jesus in verse 34. I want you to hold your head up and take a deep breath and say, hey, Father, be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Oh, that felt good right there. Let me take that deep breath and do it again. Hey, Father, be open in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hey, God. In the name of Jesus. So I'm telling you, I just say what I got to say. I'm going to let my special guest come on and do his thing, because who else can do this than a special guest I'm going to introduce? I'm going to present a song and introduce to others my special guest on today. My special guest is the one who, when you're hungry, he'll feed you. When you're thirsty, he'll give you something to drink. When you're lonely, he'll be your friend. When you're comfortless of a mother and father, he will comfort you. He will heal you, deliver you, set you free, provide for you, none other than Jesus Christ himself. Today I'm going to play my Bible CDs for you on today, and that's what he dropped in my spirit, because somebody needs to hear the word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And I'm going to play my Bible CDs for you on today, and then when I play one, I'm going to open up the phone lines and the text box. You can ask any questions how this word of God touched you. I'm telling you, you may have heard Bible CDs, but you ain't never heard Bible CDs like this. And on today I'm going to play it for you, and I want you just to hear the word of the Lord on today.
Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said,
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven.
Yes, Rabbi.
For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
You're teaching, Master.
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Truly, I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law, until everything is accomplished. Anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
I want to hear more.
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raca, is answerable to the Sanhedrin, and anyone who says, You fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell.
Yes.
Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together, on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison.
Dear,
truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, You shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, causes her to become an adulteress. And anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth.
Yes, Rabbi.
But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but every time I listen to these CDs, I become blessed time and time again. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I love them so much. I'm telling you, if you want to get personal for yourself, they call it the Bible Experience. And you can get them, go to www.biblexperience.com. If you stay in Ben Harbor, St. Joe area, they're at Banner Books. Walmart has them. They came out in 2007. They're $130, but it's the whole CD from Genesis to Revelation. Bishop T.D. Jakes talks to Abraham, Noel Jones in it, Paul Moore, and all the powerful men and women of God. Juanita Biden plays Deborah. Shirley Caesar plays Naomi. I'm telling you, you will be so blessed when your meditation time and your study time writing down what the Lord is saying to you. I have more for my special guest, actually. So that don't think that's it. The Lord told me to play much as I can to feed his children on today. Because remember, the day you hear the Lord's voice, harden not your heart. So I'm telling you, I got more for you on today. I'm telling you, men and women of God, God is doing such an awesome thing in our lives. I'm telling you, he is just taking us to another levels, another dimensions. And I just want to let you know again, for all you who have just tuned in, remember, today is turn it around, open up the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing overflow Thursday. And I want you to know that it factors all over your life, that everything in your life got to be open. Every door that's closed got to be open. And know that the Lord has your back. Now my guest is going to come back again.
They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and he broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself to stone. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice,
"Wow, wow, what's going on, darling?
Me, Jesus.
Son of the Most High God, in God's name, don't torture me."
When Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit," then Jesus asked him,
"What is your name?"
And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus,
"Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them."
He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said,
"Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you."
So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him,
"My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live."
So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought,
"If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed."
Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked,
"Who touched my clothes?"
"You see the people crowding against you,"
his disciples answered.
"And yet you can ask who touched me?"
But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her,
"Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader.
"Your daughter is dead,"
they said.
"Why bother the teacher anymore?"
Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him,
"Don't be afraid. Just believe."
He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them,
"Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep."
But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her,
"Talitha kum,"
which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat.
The Lord, everybody, I'm back again. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all out there today, but I'm telling you, I can bask in the word of the Lord every day. Hallelujah. We have 15 minutes left of I Am Royalty show, and I'm going to close it out with the last word from our guest on today, which is the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. His word of God, his word that's so powerful, sharper than the double-edged sword, that can take away everything out of us. I love the word of God. I don't know about you, but it's the word that sustains us. It's the word that we hid in our heart that we may not sin against the Lord. I'm telling you, on today, everything in your life is open. And not only that, if it ain't open, you just heard the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So you're hearing the word of God, and you're listening to what he's saying in our life. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, we need to walk like the Lord, talk like the Lord, just walk in his presence, walk in his glory, grab a hold of. Some of us need to be. That's why I asked the Lord which CD he want me to play on today, which one he want me to upload for the peoples. And he let me know about the latest issue of blood. A lot of us need to say, move out of my way, excuse me, but I got to get to Jesus. I got to touch the Lord on today. I got to touch to him, his garment. I know if I touch him, I'll be made whole. I know if I get to Jesus, I'll be set free. I know everything will be all right. I know my heart will be filled with joy. I know I'll have peace in my mind because he's the Prince of Peace. I know he's my sword, shield, and my buckler. I know he's my balance in the war. I know that I need him every day. So some of us on today just need to be like the lady, it's your blood, and touch to him as garment, and knowing that we've been made whole. Why? Because it factors all of your life, and the open is all over your life, and every door over your life is open from this day forth. Why? Because it's turning around, open up the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing overflow Thursday, so everything is open in your life. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Anyone have anything in the chat room? I want you to let me know, and I'm going to open up the lines for another right now for about 7 minutes or so. Then we're going to close out with listening to the word of the Lord. I'm your host, Associated Pastor Shauna Wiley. I just want you to know that we will be here tomorrow at 6 p.m. during prime time. I just want you to know that God is doing a new thing in us. I'm telling you, he's doing a new thing in us. He's purging us with hyssop. He's purifying us for sanctification. He's taking us into levels that we've never been taken in. He's raising up armies. He's doing something so divine in us that it can't even be explained. We kind of like a cocoon. You know, they say that whenever a caterpillar's in a cocoon, that the scientists and nobody can't tell what's going on in there. They don't even know how a caterpillar can turn into a butterfly. Well, that's what God is doing in us right now. He's doing something so divine in us that eyes cannot even see it. Ears cannot even hear it because what God is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. So I just want you to know, just to be blessed on today. Every door is open. If Father be open, it's all over your life. And I just want you to know that God loves you. And if you think nobody else don't love you, know that God loves you. And he will not withhold no good thing from you. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the phone lines. And I'm going to call out your last four digits and your first area code. 512 ending in 8435.
Yes.
God bless Hello. You. Live on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am very blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm great. I just actually got in not too long ago, but I enjoyed everything, every part of it, because just like you said, as we hide the word in our hearts, this is what's going to prevent us from sinning against God, and we as women have to glorify God in all things. So I just appreciate the connection and God, you know, showing me you and showing me him in you. So I appreciate everything. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. That's what it's about, woman of God. It's about grabbing his word. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 3 and 4, it says, grab the word of God. Grab wisdom not to tie it around your neck. Wear it like a necklace. Guard it to your heart, and God will give you favor with God, man, and people. And then after it says that, then it goes into trusting the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, and not to all our ways, and he will direct our path. But if we grab that word and guard it to our heart and wear it like a necklace, and even the superintendent of my church, he said, lay on it like a pillow. That really took me so deep, and I just got that all written down in my notes. We lay on the word of God like a pillow and even put it on like our clothes and just have it so close to us. We'll be so close to God that we'll never ever ask him if he's far away. We'll never say, well, where are you? Because he's right there.
Right there.
Because he's life. The word of God is life. And you remember what the Lord told the devil in Matthew 4, Luke 4? He said, men cannot live off bread alone, but out of every word coming to see out the mouth of the living God. So in this season of our life, we cannot just live off bread alone, but we got to live off the word. Because even if we was naturally hungry, the word of God will make us feel so full that we'll forget all about natural food. I'm telling y'all, when I get to working and doing the writing the studies and stuff, I'm Ruby and studying and stuff, I'm telling you, I forget all about eating. I don't even eat. I haven't even ate yet today. I'm not going to eat after this radio show broadcast is over, because I'm busy doing what God has called me to do. And you forget about your natural food. You forget about those things because you're in the presence of God. It's like when the Lord, just like Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. And when he showed you his glory, you're in the presence of God, you don't worry about nothing else. What did Moses say? Lord, if you ain't going to go, I don't want to go. Just flat out, look, if you ain't going to go, I don't want to go. But for you to assure me that you're going, Lord, I just want to see your glory. Hey, God, I just want to see your glory over my life. I just want to see your glory from the top of the head to the sole of my feet. I want to see your glory, God, despite me for me. So when I know that your glory is there, I know whatever battle, whatever war, whatever trial, test, tribulation, storm, or rain, life issues, garbage, whatever it may be, I know that your glory is, I know I can overcome it. I know I have victory because your glory is there, my God.
Thank you.
So I'm telling you,
Jesus,
when your glory is there,
God.
There's peace in glory, there's joy in glory, there's happiness in glory, there's righteousness in glory, there's holiness in glory, there's healing in glory, there's deliverance in glory, there's just being set free altogether in glory. If you even know there's benefits in glory, why? Because the word of the Lord in Psalm 68 says he loads us up daily with benefits. So it's the benefit in it. Better than a 401k. The Lord is not like Donald Trump. We are the Lord's apprentice. Everybody want to be Donald Trump apprentice. You know nothing against that, but I want to be the Lord's apprentice because there's benefits in that. He loads us daily. That means from 12 in the morning to 12 in the morning, we get new benefits every day. Yeah. Come on, somebody.
Somebody
to get excited all about that. From 12 to 12 every day, we get benefits. At a regular job, you don't get paid daily. You only get paid weekly, every 2 weeks, some monthly. But with God, we get benefits daily. Hallelujah. My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what God is doing because I'm telling you, when we are his apprentice and he loads us with benefits, he won't never tell us you're fired. He just said, come on, my child. Come on, my son. Come on, my daughter. Come on. Come on.
Yes.
I'm here for you. I never leave you nor forsake you because in my glory, that's me. In my glory, that's everything about me. Because why? Because he hides us in the shadow. He hides us in his wings. He protects us and holds us. So he already got our back anyway. So I just thank him for who he is. I told God today, Lord, I just want my prayers today to be just to let you know I appreciate you. I want to let you know that I love you and I worship you on today. And I thank you for being a part of my life, even when I didn't want to be a part of yours. But I thank you for always being a part of mine. I thank you for keeping me when I didn't even know how to be kept. I thank you for loving me when I made mistakes. I thank you, God, for just erasing them and wiping them clean. I said, Lord, people may not see me the way you see me, God, but as long as you see me, I'm all right.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm all is well. As long as I know God loves me, and you know, it's okay. You know, people, you know, love you or not, but the love of God is priceless. I put that on my page, you know, I mean, Ruby. I said, the love of a father is priceless. You know, I think commercial say, eating with your daughter, $25, this and that, and it say, the love of a father is priceless. And it just jumped in my spirit today when I watched the Visa commercial. The love of a father is priceless from our father. He's our Abba father. And I'm telling you, he's the best father I ever had. And I'm telling you, I thank him because he connects me with the right people. See, God knew all my life. I never had an earthly father, even though he's here, but he's never been a father. So God set me up to set me up with a wonderful spiritual father. And I thank God for that. He set me up with a wonderful spiritual mother. He set me up with a wonderful spiritual family because I got seven brothers and sisters in this world, but I don't talk to them at all. I talk to my spiritual family more than that because God knows that's what I needed. And I tell you, I feel safe in his arms. You know that song, Safe in His Arms? I feel safe in his arms.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Can't nobody love me like Jesus. I'm telling you, nobody. I've been married for 13 years, and I was married again for 90 days, and I tell you, now one of them can love me like Jesus.
Thank you.
I don't even think I'm going to be honest about me. I don't think I can love myself like Jesus loved me.
Amen.
Because you know what? I'll mess up. But see, the Lord will make sure. I don't beat up on myself. You know, we beat up on ourselves. We doubt, but the Lord always sees the best in me. I love Marvin Sapp for that song. God gave him that song. I don't care what nobody say. The Lord saw the best in me. Hey,
yes,
God, when no one around, when they saw the worst in me, God saw the best in me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
When I felt like giving up, when I felt like throwing in the towel, when I felt like everybody's against me, God saw the best in me. Hey, Lobo, he saw the best in me. When I had the cancer, and they gave me 90 days, and I said, Lord, maybe this your will. And he kept saying, no, daughter, you're going to live. I need you to speak life into people because you are bring life into others, and you saw the best in me. Hey, God, when I was 15 years old and I had my daughter, and I thought it was going to be just like the way my mother was to me, and I thought I was going to be able to raise my children, but
Come
he said, daughter, you can make it. You will not be like that. He saw the best in me. I'm saying this in my spirit right now. I'm telling you, when I was married and my ex-husband abused my children, abused me, and it was all in the papers, all in the news, and I felt that it was nothing was going to work out, but the Lord saw the best in me. I'm telling you, when I was dying before I even went to the church home, I mean, I love my church. I've been living ever since I've been there. The Lord breathed new air in me, like kind of like Ezekiel, speaking of those dry bones. And I've been living, loving life for the last 2 years. This is what I say. I say I live, I laugh, I love life, and I look good while I'm doing it. Come on, somebody.
Come on,
all right, all
right, hallelujah.
Amen.
This is how you hear the woman you hear today. Because 2 years ago, I hear my spiritual mother on the phone. She'd tell you I wasn't like that when I first came to the temple 2 years ago.
Amen,
I wasn't like that.
Daughter, amen.
I was not like that. I was dead. I was dead because I was dying. But even when I was dying, women and men of God, the Lord saw the best in me.
Yes, he did. Yes.
He saw me to the point that I am today. He saw me as the woman I am today. Because 2 years ago, in 2009, in February, when I first came into the temple, I was not the woman I am today. Even last year, to be honest, I'm not even the woman I am today.
Yes.
My God.
He saw the best in me.
Yes.
So I thank you, God, for seeing the best in all of us on today. I thank you, God, for opening up all the doors in our life on today. I thank you, God, for speaking into our spirits on today, God.
Thank you,
as
Lord.
As we worship you on this blessed day, God.
Worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Mother Newsom, if you got anything to say, feel free. We got like a few minutes left, and you can say it to the people on today. Hallelujah.
Darling, be blessed in the Lord. And I just say to the young women to hold fast to the things that you know are holy. Don't let yourself be distracted like so many of us in our ministry along the way, but keep your eyes focused on Jesus. And no matter what's going on in your environment, you can't control what other people do. You can't control how they act. But you can, however people act, that's them and God. But how you react is you and God. So what's important to us is us and God. So we have to make sure our relationship is good. Daughter, that was a very unique radio broadcast. It was very nice, refreshing.
Amen.
I enjoyed it so much, and I enjoyed you as I always do. And I say to this daughter that's on the line, because I can feel something even over the airwaves, that has caused her a great deal of trouble, a great deal of heaviness. But as you spoke today, open up to the Lord and let God open up everything to you. Glory to God.
Enjoyed you.
God bless everyone in our listening, in the listening area, all over the airways. Be blessed of the Lord. Give your all to God. Give your all to God. And God has already given us the best we have, but we still got new compassions and new mercies from him every day. As Associate Pastor Wiley has said, new benefits. Every day they keep compounding.
Yeah.
We can't catch up with them. We can't even use them all. Some of them we have to give them away. They're saying, God bless you, darlings. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
God bless you all. Well, we only got like one more minute, so I'm sorry I can't open the phone lines to everyone that's on there, but God bless you. I thank God for you tuning to Iron Royalty Show. We will be back tomorrow. I know my son has a wrestling match tomorrow, so if it's any later, I will let you all know if it be later tomorrow, but hopefully it'll be 6 p.m., but you will see up on the broadcast what time. I want to let you know that God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And today's word is out of Mark 7, verse 31 and 35. And Hephatha is over your life. And know that every door will be open. And know that today is turning around. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing overflow Thursday for you today. And I just want to leave you with the words of the Lord on today. Listen in and be blessed, because I promise you, you have never heard the Lord speak to your spirit like this. Be blessed. Agape.
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable.
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep
and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says,
"Rejoice with me! I have found my lost sheep!"
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or, suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says,
"Rejoice with me! I have found my lost coin!"
In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Jesus continued,
"There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father,
'Father, give me my share of the estate.'
So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said,
'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'
So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him,
'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.'
But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
"Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound."
The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father,
"Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him."
"My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost